Good afternoon. Thank you for postponing your lunch or eating really fast to come to this session. We appreciate it. Today I'm going to share with you a few of our survey results from a survey of our members that we did in late 2007. Before I get started, I want to recognize a few of my colleagues in the audience who has worked on the survey and development of it from the very start and continuing on. Michael Dickey, Jim Pearsall, and Katie Sellers. The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is the national nonprofit association that represents state and territorial public health agencies across the United States, and it also includes the District of Columbia as well as the territories. Our members are the chief health officials of these jurisdictions, and they're dedicating to formulating good public health policy and assurance and assuring excellence in state-based public health. At the end of 2005, ASTO was awarded funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation as well as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to take on a project that really looked at the current understanding of state public health. The first part of this project was to explore whether there would be value in trying to define state public health to policymakers as well as the general public. And we concluded that indeed there was. This project was feasible and something that people were interested in. So phase two is where the survey comes into play. Another one of our partners for this survey was the Public Health Foundation. The goal of our survey was to define the purposes, functions, roles, and responsibilities of state public health. We are pleased with our results. 47 states plus the District of Columbia responded to our survey. Unfortunately, none of the territories completed the survey. A few more of the purposes of our survey. We wanted to really be able to describe what state and territorial public health agencies did, what services they provided, and what role they played in the state. We also thought this survey would help contribute to the development of accreditation and standards measures, inform public health marketing message to both policymakers and the general public, and hopefully create a foundation for a state public health information system. And lastly, to provide data to public health systems and services research going forward. The development of this survey was informed and contributed to by many of our partners, ASTO staff, and former state health officials and former senior deputies. We consulted several survey tools, including one from our partner, the National Association of County and City Health Officials. We took a look at their local profiles that they do of their members every few years. We also looked internally at a few of our recent surveys on workforce issues and environmental health programs. Once the survey was drafted and reviewed by several of our partners, it ended up being 75 plus questions. So this is definitely a comprehensive survey that covered a range of topics, all the way from the activities and services that state health agencies provide down to the qualifications and experience of state health officials. This was an online survey that was sent to senior deputies at the beginning of September with a copy sent to the state health official in each state, territory, and the district. Respondents were asked to complete the first two sections of the survey, which was the respondent information along with the activity section, by the end of October. And finally, we closed the survey at the beginning of December 2007. The survey was administered by an online provider called Custom Insight. Here's a list of kind of the survey topics that were included that made up the 75 plus questions. As you can see, it's very comprehensive. We asked about personnel, finance, partnership and collaboration, technical assistance, emergency preparedness infrastructure, planning and quality improvement, structure, and relationship with local public health agencies. So what did we find out? This next section, I'm just going to run through kind of a highlight of the interesting things that we thought would be interesting to share. We asked respondents to classify how they were structured, and about 60% said that they were freestanding or independent agency, and 40% said they were within a larger agency, sometimes called an umbrella or a super agency. We were also curious to know how they define their relationship with local health departments. And as you can see by this map, we gave them 5 categories to choose from for the purpose on our survey. The blue represents states that saw themselves as centralized state public health agencies, and 9 states identified with this category, meaning that the local public health services are provided through units of state public health agencies. 20 states saw themselves as decentralized, meaning that the local public health services are provided by units of local government or local boards of health. Our 3rd and 4th option are combined for the purpose of this map. It's either shared or mixed control. So depending on the jurisdiction, the authority for specific services may be shared between the state, local, or boards of health. And lastly, they could choose if they didn't have any local health departments, and 5 respondents chose this category. We asked about who had the authority for some activities related to public health. And as you can see from this graph, some of the highlights is in most states, governors appoint the state health official, which we were curious to know about. The state legislature has a lot of authority for things related to public health, adopting laws and regulations, approving the budget, putting health levies on the ballot, and state health agencies specifically mostly responded to being able to establish fees. We drilled down a little bit further to find out more specifically what state public health agencies have the authority to do. And everyone who responded said that they have the authority to collect health data, which makes sense. And almost 100% said that they have the authority to manage vital statistics. And you can see a few other ones. Even over 60% license specific health professionals. We also asked respondents to rank from a list of 13 their top priorities for the fiscal year 2007, and health system reform was their top priority last year, followed closely by assuring preparedness for a health emergency. Over 80% of state health labs conduct foodborne illness testing. They test for likely bioterrorism agents, influenza typing, and still over 60% conduct newborn screening, tests for blood in the blood lead screening, and other environmental toxin screenings. It may come as no surprise, but state health agencies directly provide a lot of services and programs related to prevention. Tobacco control and prevention topped the list at 92% of our members saying that they perform these directly, followed closely by obesity programs, injury control and prevention, all the way on down to diabetes at 71%. We asked a subjective question for states to tell us how specific emergency preparedness responsibilities had changed over the past 3 years. And these services and operations that we included on our survey were public health surveillance, communications with communication information systems, and their relationships with different agencies at the local, state, or federal level. And over half of our respondents said that these services or operations had become significantly stronger over the past 3 years. State public health agencies have a lot of expertise to share, and we wanted to find out what kind of technical assistance they were providing and to who. And this graphic kind of demonstrates both those pieces. State public health agencies share information with local public health agencies, emergency responders, labs, hospitals, on a variety of areas. And the ones that we captured were quality improvement, data management, public health law, workforce issues, and policy development. And most people who responded to this survey provided some kind of technical assistance across these areas. Over half of state health agency has developed some type of health improvement plan, and about the same percentage used a state health assessment to inform the development of their plan. And just over half made sure their plans were linked to all or some of their local health departments, so that's pretty exciting to learn. Our first 2 questions on our survey asked about vaccine order management and inventory distribution. And we found that state health agencies are more likely to be responsible for vaccine order management versus the actual distribution to the public. and this goes for international travel vaccines as well as adult and childhood vaccines. State health agencies regulate, inspect, and license a variety of organizations and establishments. Labs came out at the top, hospitals, food service establishments, swimming pools, and 50% regulate public drinking water. We did have a couple questions around funding, and on average, most state health agencies receive the majority of their funding from direct federal sources, and this can include cooperative agreements, grants, or contracts. State sources came in second. So why is all of this important? Well, it's important to more than just us. We're very excited to have this information, and it's really it will help create a foundation for a database that we hope will be a resource to not only our members, but policymakers, public health systems and services researchers, and our other public health partners. We hope that it can be used to really inform performance and efficiency. Perhaps our members can use it to benchmark and compare to one another. And perhaps policymakers can use it to inform, to make better informed organizational and funding decisions. We've already used this information in internal funding proposals that we've written over the past year. The Public Health Accreditation Standards Committee has taken this information to kind of help in their process as they move forward. And Academy Health Public Health Systems and Services Interest Group has used this data to really guide their research agenda around state public health structure and function. We hope to have this information available to everyone at the beginning of 2009. And currently we're working on putting together our comprehensive report, which will include all of the survey questions as well as state profiles of every state that completed the survey. We plan to continue working with our partners, NACHO, as well as the National Association of Local Boards of Health and public health systems researchers to agree upon a standardized public health definitions. So as we all move forward with our research agendas, it'll be easier to kind of align with the questions we ask and making sure we're comparing apples to apples. In order for this information to remain current, obviously we need to continue and repeat our survey or something similar to it, and we hope to survey our members every two years using a core set of questions along with topic-specific modules to supplement. So it won't be anything as comprehensive as this survey was, which I think our members will be happy about. But again, this will be an idea to keep our database up to date and informed and a positive resource. And the last thing I just want to mention is that this was really a first-time survey for us, and we learned a lot, and going forward we hope that we'll make some refinements in the kinds of questions we ask and the length and to make it better going forward. So thank you.
We do have time for questions.
I have a question. How did you get such a high response rate? Do you offer any type of incentive, or do you just have a relationship with the people who
Well, our membership is small. We have 57 official members. So we had great follow-up, not only from staff and our executive director, but towards the end, some of our other members who had completed the survey did some follow-up for us as well, saying, hey, you know, we completed this long survey. I think you should, too. So that's what really helped.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.